let's take the next few minutes and kind of wrap up our content for the last 3 hours. Talking about information we were sharing with you, the Arizona homeowners, and one of the things that are top of mind right now is getting projects started and the things you ought to be asking yourself and the things you ought to be considering and the things you ought to be bringing to the table. And if you're anticipating starting a remodeling job, the first thing you ought to be bringing to the table is a big, big dose of patience, because anybody that's any good is very busy right now. And it does not pay to find somebody that can get to you quickly to satisfy your urge for that new room, new addition, that new space by taking the risk. So proceed with extreme caution. We actually have guidelines and consumer guides on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, of how to pick a contractor. And if you're contemplating getting a job done and you'll take the steps necessary to truly vet your contractor, it's going to save you untold numbers of tears and horrible anxious hours waiting for something to get done. So proceed with caution. The other thing we were talking a little bit more about is the upcoming holiday season, keeping your house, home, and property safe and secure. And I talked to you about a couple tricks and tips about the front door, how you might want to make it more secure, and realize that those break-ins are going to occur during the middle of the day, right through the front door. Right now, this time of year, once they're in, they're really going to be looking for a couple things. They're going to be looking for gift boxes that are piled up in the hall bedroom that are getting ready to be distributed during the holiday season. They're going to be looking for jewelry in the master bedroom. And they're going to be looking for any computer tower or laptop or any unpaid bills or checkbooks or checkbook statements that are out in public. Anything they can do to steal things that they can fence quickly or steal your identity. If they steal your identity, you're actually in for an incredibly miserable experience. And the fact that what makes your identity so valuable is they can sell it over and over and over and over again. It becomes an annuity to them, and it becomes an unbelievable nightmare for you. So take the time to secure those areas. Don't leave your checkbook, your check statements, your check envelope, any unpaid bills out where they're easy to find. Don't leave jewelry in the master bedroom. Find another place to hide it. And know this, they're only going to probably be in your house about 60 seconds to 3 or 4 minutes, and that's about it. So make it as hard for them to find anything as possible. So there's a couple tips, hopefully, that will help. And one of the other tips, I know you do this. You leave a hide a key in the front planter or in the front yard somewhere. If I'm casing your neighborhood, I'm also driving through all the hardware stores and finding out which hide a keys are sold in that neighborhood. And if it's a little green plastic rock with a false bottom, or if it's a sprinkler head that you plant in the grass and it makes it look like a sprinkler, I'm going to be able to see those from the street. If you need to leave a spare key on your property, make it a neighbor that you trust and then go leave your key down at their house. So no key to your house is on your property. Hope those couple, two or three tips might help you keep your house, home, possessions, presents, gifts, and valuables safe this holiday season. It's certainly my prayer